Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, good morning, everybody. Ben in Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Thursday to you, November 7th. Let's get our heads right on a Thursday. Having a little bit of a tough time this morning, trying to get my head right and my body right. The Santa Anas are absolutely kicking my teeth in. You were probably going through the same thing. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey.
Hey,
hey,
there you go.
There we are.
Microphone on.
How are you?
I'm great. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Santa Ana's getting you as well.
So, you know, I know that because I suffer from allergies, I tried to stay inside for the most part because the Santa Anas just are murder on everybody's allergies. My wife, my son, we're both feeling it yesterday. So I actually just remained pretty much inside all day. And I did all right for the most part, but apparently, you had some trouble with your allergies.
It's not.
You've told me before that you don't believe in allergies.
I think allergies are a bit.
But you're telling me now that the Santa Ana winds are kicking up, and you're feeling the effects of that. And I'm just wondering how do you explain then the maladies you're suffering from if it's not allergies.
Irritants. There's irritants in the air.
Irritants.
Yes.
You mean like little particles that get in your nose and eyes that cause them to run and turn red?
Because of the...
That's the definition of allergies, Woods.
Because of the wind and the dryness blows things into my face that I don't normally
which
have.
You then react to.
I had to go yesterday and pick Bo up from school, and then take him to his final soccer practice. And on the last day of soccer practice, it is kids against parents. So I looked
what
around.
What was the line?
Oh, like probably like six and a half, seven.
Yeah. Parents yeah. by six and a half?
Yeah.
So kids are just trying to keep it close, see if they can cover.
So I said, I'll play goal. Because you don't have to do anything. You stand there. I did let up a goal. I will say this right now. I did not have a clean sheet in the half against six-year-olds. They did get one by me. That's a true story. And I wasn't trying to let them score. I wanted to pitch a shutout. But they got one by me. And I will admit it right now. But only one. Then I get out in the second half. You can't play goal the whole time. So I got out and I actually had to go play like forward. And I had to run, and I had to run a lot.
Did you do one of those bicycle kicks over your
so,
head?
So, funnily enough, there was a ball that came down the middle, and if I had any athletic ability, I actually was set up perfectly, but what I did was I stuck my left foot up, and the ball hit off it and rolled down to our goal, they could end up actually scoring, but luckily our keeper made a nice save. But it was a horrible play. I missed two pretty much wide open goals, like just wide open, and missed them both. Kicked them on the wrong side of my foot. Had no idea what I was doing out there. But when I got done, I was and then breathing in the wind was howling
the
out there.
Yeah,
the irritants.
The
I would
allergens.
Say the irritants. I was very irritated, so I did not feel. I got home though. From that we went straight to swim class. We went home. We had dinner. We had Taylor's birthday celebration. Bro, by the time that was done, I got in bed like right when the Aztecs game started. Now, I made it the whole time. I watched the whole game. But I was laying there. I was like, dude, if that kicked your ass that much, you need to start running more. It was bad. We talked earlier in the week about being in shape and being healthy. I mean, Benny, I was sucking wind. I mean, I was hands on knees going after these kids, man. Turns out when you're six, you have a lot of energy and you can run circles around old 49-year-old ex-smokers. And it was a lot. So I was very tired.
Sounded like an epic battle.
It was a really good battle. I mean, we kicked the snot out of them.
Did you get orange slices afterwards or anything? No.
I could not have even gotten up to go get them. I was just, I took myself out with a couple minutes left to just get a little breather. But holy smokes, man, those kids were good.
Well, speaking of being in shape, staying inside all day, I did a really long Peloton ride, 20 miles, the longest I've ever done in one ride.
20 miles?
20 miles.
What the hell got into you?
I was like, I'm not going to go outside today, so might as well just get all my work done inside. How about that? 20 miles. I was impressed myself.
That's an impressive ride. Yeah. All right, so what's give me your stats on it. Give me time.
20 miles was about 900 calories burned. It was an hour. It was an hour ride.
An hour.
It was 20.17 miles with about 900 and something calories burned. I didn't go at an extremely intense pace for an hour.
Yeah.
But I was pretty impressed with myself.
Rafa wants to know, how does one's taint handle that?
Again, every few minutes, I'd get out of the saddle and, you know, ride standing for a minute or two, and then I'd get back into the saddle. You also, if you sit back in the saddle, I have one of those gel pads as well that covers the seat, gives it a little more cushion. But at some point, you know, the first three or four Peloton rides when I started 4 years ago, I was like, I'm never going to be able to do this.
The taint gets, the bonch
but
just
you
gets
do,
all raw.
You do start adjusting just like with anything else. So.
Let me get a look at it. Do you have saddle sores?
No. But no, you're not getting a look at it.
I want to get this. It's for science purposes.
Woods was showing me his underarm.
A little ouchie.
Before the show.
Yeah, you have a little ouchie? Yeah, I have disgusting.
A little ouchie.
I realized nobody's going to want to hear this, but that was for off. That was
for
off.
Oh, is that for off?
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a delineation with you between on the air and off.
I can hear people already retching.
You said reaching. I said retching.
That too.
Both.
Reaching to turn their radio.
I don't know. Like, you ever just look at your body sometimes and go, this isn't right. That doesn't look good. So I, this morning was getting dressed for work, got out of the shower, had my towel on, was giving the, you know, looking at the face. I got a
once over.
Yeah, once
You're
over.
Giving yourself
yeah,
a once over. Over.
So I'm looking, I got this zit up here. I'm like, breaking out my nose. I got one. I'm like, whatever. So I go to raise my arms to put my deodorant on. And I went, God, I was like, what in the world? It's repulsive, irritated, skin tags. And I'm like, bro, what is happening to me? What is happening to me?
I don't think with anyone it's supposed to be the most appealing part of the body. It's underarm.
Well,
it's,
you know what it's not supposed to look like? A leper. You're not supposed to look like a leper under there either.
And raw hamburger meat.
Yeah, dude, yes, with hair on it. No, it's not supposed to look like ground chuck with hairs coming out of it, okay? So that's what it's not supposed to look like also. I'm not an Italian male model. I was under no illusions that it would be perfectly tanned and olive oil drenched. But I lifted it up and I went, that's not right. It's way too irritated. Skin tags and stuff. I was like, bro, I just stare at myself in the morning. This is how I start my day, going, you're disgusting. You're a disgusting, disgusting man. You're repulsive.
It was how you set it up to me and Ben before the show, though. You're like, do you guys have this too?
I was begging for you guys to have it.
And
Polly.
I'm like thinking about it. I go, you're like, when's the last time you looked under your arms? I was like, I don't know, 45 minutes ago when I put my deodorant on.
Polly's is like, all white and pristine, just smooth, like a baby's butt with a little hair in there. That's it. Not mine. Mine looks like a roadkill under each arm. It's disgusting. I'm disgusted.
But no one ever has to see it. You can always just keep your arms down and, you know, it's protected.
What if Hannah and I are making passionate love?
Just keep your arms down.
Yeah, it's true. I would never really be like, it's not a roller coaster. Believe you me. It's not a roller coaster. John A. said, man, this is an unexpected start to the show. I mean, yeah, John, when you tell your buddy something in confidence and they bring it to the air, you have to do it. I actually showed Ben mine, and the sweet guy that Ben is, he's like, it's not that bad. No, I'm telling you, it's that bad. It is that bad. So I don't know what to do. Do I now? Because here's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about when I get home today, taking the clippers that every parent has and going full bald underneath there, trimming it all, seeing what I'm working with, and then applying.
Start from scratch.
Clear the canvas, right? Empty the canvas.
The last thing you want is like razor burn.
I know, but I feel like I need to do something. And it's like, I don't want to move around the hairs to do it. I think I should start fresh, right? And then just see what I'm working with. I'll send you guys a picture if I do it.
You don't have to.
No, that's the only reason I brought it up. I was forced to look at it this morning, and I wasn't really like requesting that. I was not expecting that when I walked into work this morning.
All right. Squirrely says, I got some stuff on Amazon, burnt it off, worked great. Yeah, it was not. I just didn't have a good start to the day. I wish I didn't notice this morning, but I did, and I just went, "This is gnarly."
I'm surprised they didn't have an ad for something under the arms during the Aztecs game last night. I mean, we'll talk about basketball at some point. That may have been the weirdest set of commercials I've ever seen during a sporting event.
Did anyone order their men's steel pills? What is that for?
I was more concerned about the banks that are spying on us via our cash or something.
Have you ever taken out $20,000 in ones to buy a car? Did you know that that could be flagged as suspicious activity? You know why? Because it is suspicious activity.
Oh, Tana said we can do it later. I don't want her working on. She likes stuff like that, but I don't really want her working on this undercarriage. You know what I mean? I just don't. I don't want her getting in there and getting her hands dirty, because I don't think she'll ever make love to me again. If she sees what I saw and what you saw, I don't think she's ever going to be attracted to me.
Maybe you need to go to a salon.
Maybe. Cole says Woods comes in tomorrow with feminine pads under his arms. Yeah, I don't know what to do, but I know it's disgusting, and I know that I'll be thinking about it for the rest of the day. And, man, if you can relate, if you have any tips, let me know. I did see somebody said wax and coconut oil after. Maybe I got on Google real quick and I did it, and it said it. This makes it worse. You ready for this?
I don't know that I am.
It said, I Googled this morning. Now, I will say it popped right up. Okay. Look, lots of skin tags under arms.
auto-filled.
I Googled it this morning.
Oh, God.
Says people who are overweight or obese are more likely to develop skin tags. Check this.
I got
to
work with younger people.
Check this. Because they have more skin folds that rub together.
Oh. So I thought how did you gain all the weight?
My underarm skin folds that are rubbing together.
How did you get all the skin tags?
Well, it's because of my morbidly obese skin folds rubbing together. Petey says, I'm going to visit to a dermatologist.
My father-in-law's a dermatologist if you want me to set you up.
Well, the last time I went to a dermatologist, I had a little skin tag on my back. She said, I can take that off for you. I was like, oh, how much? She's like, that's like $600. I was like, yeah, never mind. I'll just wear it. Forget it. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if I went in today, let's say they gave me a group discount. They said, to get all those off, we'll just charge you $100. It'd be $40,000 to get them off today, and I don't want to spend that on my underarm. So there you go.
I think it's time to pull the ripcord on foreplay and move on. So.
That was mine. I had to wear it in foreplay. You are going to have to wear it hard at 8. Hard. You have no idea what's coming.
Why would I have to wear it?
Woods and I got an email.
Yeah, we got an email.
And you ain't going to like it.
And you're not going to be happy. And I'm sorry, but you honestly, you don't have a choice. And it sucks, but I want you to start mentally preparing right now. We'll tell you that at 8.
You have two options. Find out
Then or
like,
now?
Like the day of?
Day of.
Or we're going to give you a heads up.
Give me the heads up then. 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. Right. You're going to be so mad at us.
We do have a fairly fun show today, including the skipper of the San Diego Padres, new contract extension in tow. We will set the menu for the program next. Maybe a little discussion of toe knuckle hair as well with Bennett Woods.
I'm just going to sit like this.
Just air it out.
And with my arms up all day. Yes. It's the folds are rubbing together.
The allergens could get under there, though, if you do that. That's, I hate this. That's a concern. Paul Reindl, Ben Higgins, Stephen Woods. We will be back after Kelly Danick's traffic right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Good Thursday morning, everybody.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Love Fest yesterday. You heard it here on 97.3 The Fan, the news conference with Mike Schilt, who is still here in San Diego, by the way, was at his office at Petco Park and has not returned to his home in North Carolina, has stayed around almost a... It's almost been a month, actually, since the Padres were eliminated from the postseason. Hard to believe, but he is still going through meetings. We'll probably be here for another week or so. Then we'll go back to North Carolina for a while, go to the winter meetings, I'm sure. And before you know it, it'll be time to show up in Peoria for spring training. AJ Preller, of course, was still at the GM meetings near San Antonio and joined everybody from his hotel room. You heard it right here, but a lot of... Kumbaya and alignment. AJ saying, hey, found a really good partner that I can work with. Did a phenomenal job in his first season in the dugout as manager of the San Diego Padres. And yesterday was officially rewarded with a new two-year contract extension that will run through the 2027 season. And we will talk with the manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, at 9 o'clock this morning here on Ben and Wood. It's been a while. Good to have the skipper back on with us here in the morning.
I did not hear one single solitary second for multiple reasons. I knew we were going to have Schulte on today. I didn't want to cloud our interview with other people's questions. So I'm going to just play dumb.
Wouldn't that be reason two?
Yeah, Woods thinks a little differently.
I do think a little differently.
How do you know you are going to ask questions that weren't asked yesterday?
I don't care. That's what I'm saying is I don't care because I don't know who asked what. So I'm just going to ask what I want to ask. Does that make sense? There would be a thing in me if AJ Cassavell asked a question and he answered it, then I wouldn't ask it the next day.
But it might still be a good question to ask during the interview. So
right,
I can see that.
Yeah. So I didn't want to be sullied. You know what I mean? I didn't want my experience today to be manipulated in any way. I also had to take my son out for his birthday lunch, so I missed it.
And you had to train for the grown-ups versus kids soccer game as well.
Long day, dude. Long day.
So that's kind of working backwards. We will finish the show in our final hour talking to Mike Schilt.
Are we playing any of the Preller? Because we don't have Preller on today.
That's true. We have, there was a little bit of news.
Ray in the chat goes, quote, like I said yesterday, that would be one of his answers.
I'm like, if you were there yesterday.
Well, I didn't listen yesterday, Mike. I'm sorry.
I couldn't have been bothered to be on your Zoom.
Ray, if he says that today, I'm going to give you $50. That would be the greatest bit of all time. Yeah, as I mentioned yesterday several times.
There was, you know, a tiny bit of news dropping in that Mike said that he didn't want to take care of his own contract extension until his coaches were taken care of. Now, they have not announced anything when it comes to the coaching staff, but based on what Mike Schilt said, reading between the lines, you get the sense that, you know, everyone's probably coming back and they're very close to getting those deals done. And AJ did, in fact, say probably within the next week we'll have more news, including on Ruben Niebla, the pitching coach, who, according to the UT, he's going to still be in the meetings and everything, even though he hasn't signed his contract. He's working as though he is still a member of the San Diego Padres coaching staff. So that could be the next news to drop going forward for the Padres.
Ruben's a better man than me. I'm not coming to meetings if I don't have a contract, right? You guys know that.
Leverage.
Yeah.
You're trying to hold on to leverage.
Of course.
You want me? Let's
yeah, let's get this thing
get
done.
Get this done. I'm not going to be working in case, you know, we don't come to a mutual agreement.
What if I come in, I lay out all my entire plan, you guys say, hey, thanks for nothing, see you later. We're not going to renew you. And then I'm out on my ass and you have my whole plan. Forget it. You guys saw that episode of The Office. I'm not doing that. Let's get this deal done. I'll come in and we'll knock this stuff out. I'll get you everything I got.
So we will also be talking about the game you watched last night. All three of us did. San Diego State season opener against UCSD last night at Viejas Arena. Talk some college basketball. It was a win for the Aztecs, 63-58, but another tough game against the crosstown rivals, who last year when they nearly lost, the talk was, okay, we're not doing that again. But then they did it again, and they nearly lost again to UCSD. So we'll talk about that coming up in our next segment. More from the general manager's meetings and what was going on yesterday in San Antonio in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll also play a throwback Thursday game of Real or Fake with a chance to win, I believe, our last pair of Tom Segura contest tickets. Oh, no, we got Aztecs football tickets today.
Yes.
Aztecs football tickets to give away for tomorrow night's game at Snapdragon Stadium against New Mexico. Don't do this. And then coming up in our 8 o'clock hour.
You're dead at 8, so that's one thing.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Correct.
So I can't tease that. But
You're dead.
I have come up with the bit we did last year from the offseason when Scott Boras went off with his puns.
Yeah.
I felt bad that not every agent is able to come up with puns for their free agent clients. Only Scott Boras. So Ben Boras is going to return with his set of puns for other free agents in baseball that aren't covered by Scott Boras.
I'm elated
for
this. And you were elated yesterday when we told you to do this. He wrote me back 10 minutes later. He goes, I'm done. And he goes, I have one for every position. And I go, that is absurdly fast. Absurdly.
I think there's no doubt that the Snelling salts have created a lot of whiffs. And the market has definitely awakened to Blake Snell.
Was someone snorting in the background?
Somebody was doing... you can't see that, but you can hear in his voice how he's like, oh boy, here we go. I'm about to unleash this one
all
on everybody.
I can tell
I'm so glad you asked.
I'm so glad you
is
asked.
There are some good ones. There are some bad ones. And there are some ones that are so bad that they are good.
Yeah, correct.
Again.
Correct.
And we will unleash those upon you in our 8:30 segment this morning. It's a football threesome Thursday, so we'll have our NFL threesome coming up at 9:20.
Good game tonight.
Take a look at tonight's game. Yeah, pretty good one. Our picks of the week, our intriguing matchup. Rival Report to finish things off, and that should be a pretty good show for a throwback Thursday today, Woods.
Well, we'll see how your mood is after 8 o'clock. We'll see.
I really have no idea what's going on here. I thought I've kind of stayed under the radar for a little while here.
This is a curveball.
Okay.
I mean, look, it's out of our hands and it's out of your hands, but you're not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's 8 o'clock, you said.
Yep.
I just can live in dread for the next
hour and
90
half.
Minutes
yeah.
until we get there.
100%.
Looking forward to talking a little college hoops, though. We'll discuss the Aztec season opener. Do that when we come back. It's Ben and Woods on a Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. College basketball is back in San Diego. Sold out crowd last night at Viejas Arena, 12,400 14, including a good showing from the show. Paul used to be a member of the show.
Yeah.
Do you have to apply for membership, or is it just kind of inherent? If you're a student and
you're
you sit there,
and you go to the basketball games,
you're in the show.
Sit in the student section, you can be part of the show.
Always fun. It's kind of a nice crosstown rivalry that's starting to build up. My question is, should San Diego State keep playing this game? Because they keep coming very close to losing it, as they did again last night against UC San Diego. I will talk a little college hoops after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Well, if you're watching last night, you saw a very Aztec-y start to the game. I think that's fair to say. A lot of defense, a lot of missed shots, not many points. And if anyone had had bet the under of the game, they were feeling pretty good after the first, 15 minutes. When it was still,
weren't we, Paulie?
Scores were still like the teens for both teams very early in the game.
I think they were on pace for about total in-game. I think they were on pace to score about 40 points. So, yeah, you're feeling pretty good. The other team as well, because the Aztecs do play ridiculously stifling defense. And Paulie made the point in our group text last night. Does Vegas forget about how good they are defensively? No matter who they have on the floor, their brand of basketball is to play a choking, stifling, ridiculously tough defense. And every single year, you can ride the under for about 8 weeks if you bet on basketball, because it seems that they always forget just how good defensively.
There's always the question: how long does it take to acclimate new players to a program?
Defense,
to get
though,
up to speed defensively.
Defense, it's not like offense where you got to get in a groove, man. Those guys are.
Well, yes and no. We've seen Dutch and before him, Coach Fisher, who we had on the show yesterday, not play guys for like a full year until they were competent enough defensively.
But if they're playing, you assume
they know what they're
doing. They know what they're doing in there. And God bless, they are impressive defensively.
What was a little bit different, all Aztecs teams are good defensively. There was shot blocking coming from all over the place yesterday, including newcomer Magoon Gwath, but also Miles Byrd, who had 4 block shots as well in that game. And I think they were only credited overall with 8, but
there's no way.
Throw in another like 8 that were completely altered.
Correct.
Because there was a hand. And the only reason it wasn't blocked is because they threw up an air ball instead of having it blocked, because there was no chance of getting the
came in this morning, because I watched the game. I had my sound machine on though. Hannah was asleep and I was in bed. So I'm just watching the game. I didn't really have any audio. And I go, what'd they have last night? About 20, 25 blocks? Ben goes, 8. I said, there's no way. The scorer must have missed 12 blocks, because seemingly every time UCSD had the ball, went up for a shot, it was contested, and somebody got a hand on it. It was really impressive.
But the offense definitely was scuffling along, especially in the first half. Early in the second half, turnovers were a problem. Kind of unforced errors, like stepping on the sideline a couple of times. Just a couple of thoughtless passes that turned into turnovers during the game.
There was
things that are, I think, correctable.
Well, there was like somebody had a rebound, brought it out, and then our own player ran into him and knocked the ball out of his hands, and that went out of bounds. And it was like, hey, man, same team here. Look, what I noticed right out of the shoot was they were getting really good looks, and they were taking, in my opinion, what do I know? They were taking really good shots. How many?
In and out.
They
had a few of those.
Rolling around the rim. Yeah. I mean, like, there was a dozen of those early where I went, all right, if half of those early shots fell, bro, it was a laugher.
Yeah, we've seen plenty of San Diego State games where the threes just aren't falling, and that's why the other team sticks around for a while. That wasn't really the case last night. They shot okay from three-point range, over 40%.
They did.
Usually you play defense like that, you shoot over 40% from three.
44.
Aztecs are going to win by 20, 25 points. But they just weren't making the twos. The mid-ranges, getting it inside, they just could not get the ball into the basket consistently enough yesterday. And that kept UCSD in it. And then, they went on a nice little run in the second half. Tyler McGuy, who's one of their returning players, cover. He was like that with coverage draped on him, hit a couple of big shots, was hot from 3-point range, and had UCSD with a 5-point lead coming down the stretch again. It wasn't the 14-point lead they had last year at Lion Tree Arena, but San Diego State was in trouble, potentially 0-1 and facing a loss that would be used against them, you know, to come tournament time when they're, you know, picking those seeds and go, hey, home loss, UCSD, not a good thing. So they had to find a way to pull it out. And I thought Brian Dutcher and his coaches did an outstanding job, especially in the second half. A couple of spots where they used timeouts, and then they came out of the timeout with a great play designed, you know, leading to a slam dunk. All right, just buying 2 points with a timeout there. The defensive intensity, as good as I thought it was in the first half, they ramped it up. They had better legs than UCSD's players, and they wore them down. Finally, in the last, you know, 7-8 minutes, you could see the Tritons had spent it all, and San Diego State had another level to take their defense, and it really made a huge difference. There was a 12-0 run late in the game, went from down 5 to up 7, and then after that, they just kind of held on, held their ground, and were able to pull out the win last night by 5 points.
You want to talk about players that make you want to tune in to a game, and Miles Byrd is that player. Miles Byrd was that player last year in limited time. I mean, of course, you had Jaden Ledee, who was must-see TV every time he took the court. And we talked to last week maybe about, well, listen, they're not going to have this team really centered around one player. I'll tell you something, though. If you're going to go through anybody on that team, Miles Byrd is the guy that not only has the ability to do it, but has the want to, like, he's the guy that's like, I want it. I want to lead this team. He is just, he's all confidence, man. He is fearless. He's fearless defensively. He played really good on defense. He dishes the ball, shoots really well. He is stud. I love watching that guy play. I'll tell you who else I really like. It's Pharaoh Compton. He's another guy that, like, you look at and go, all right, first game, like, definitely stuff to build on. Wayne McKinney, too. Didn't get his first basket until the second half, but he looked really,
he'll
really good.
He'll have a big
good.
Game or two
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, he looked really good. They were a fun-ass team to watch.
The newcomer, Nick Boyd, got off to a good start at the beginning of the game. B.J. Davis had a couple of moments. He had that big exhibition game, closed door, against UCLA, but you certainly see some potential in there. I thought that the guy everyone was talking about, though, was Magoon Gwath early. Yeah. And defensively, it seemed like the first 5 times down the court, they're like block, 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 block.
I was like, oh, this will be fun.
offensively, there's definitely some room for improvement.
Sure. Had a little indecision. A
couple of awkward travels. Yeah. Like, hey, you do need to pivot and use, you know, dribble the ball when you're going to go from the top.
Or just shoot it. Just shoot it when you're open. You got to look. Yeah, like a little indecisive.
He did hit a three.
He's got some shooting touch, especially for a guy who's, you know, 7 feet tall.
Right. He went to my rival high school. I went to Grapevine High School. He went to Trinity High School. I mean, we're talking like rivals. Now, many, many years separate myself and Magoon Gwath. But, from Euless, Texas. We used to call it Useless, Texas.
Burn. Yeah.
Sickest burn, bro. Useless. Oh, you're from Useless?
Got him.
Got him. Got him real good. No, man. Look, like I said, like, they got good looks. They made good shots. A lot of them just, I can't say the word that I want to say. You know what word I'm saying?
I know
just,
exactly.
Yeah, just, yeah. You know, around the rim. All bunch. It happened a bunch. In and out. In and out. In and out. They chucked a couple of ugly looking shots as well, but the defense, it just doesn't sleep at San Diego State. It just doesn't sleep.
I text you guys that said this team is athletic AF. They are going to be super fun to watch.
Yes.
But with that young athleticism, like crazy athleticism, I've seen it before where that can also be frustrating at times to watch, where you get a little overzealous, a little too overconfident in your own, like, freakishly athletic abilities. I think of, like, Russell Westbrook in the NBA. You'd see that all the time where he was so much more athletic than anybody else on the court that he just went, he, like, put it into a sixth gear that he didn't quite have honed in yet.
Well,
and we saw a little bit of that yesterday from this Aztecs team, and then they figured it out when they needed to.
And won the game, won by what, 5?
5, UCSD hit a late 3.
I mean, you know I'm all in. If it's opening night, and it's my kid's birthday, and I played soccer that day, and I stay up for the whole game, I was all the way on board. I really, really, really like these guys and what Dutch has brought in. And, man, it's a
baller. How about tickets to a future game?
Good for you, dude.
I'm seeing them in Vegas in a couple of weeks in the Players Era tournament, and I go, I need to get back to Viejas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough. When they play, like, Tuesday and Wednesday games at you know, 7:30, but then with television, it becomes an 8:15 tip-off. I'm like, I can't do that. That's a long drive.
Yeah, Ben emailed PR and got asked for free tickets last night, too. So he's all in as well.
I haven't been to a game in a couple of seasons. I do need to get back at some point. It is a lot of fun. I like watching them on TV, though.
I do, too.
It's
well, your view is it's a different experience.
Yeah, it's always tough because the games are usually at like 7 or 7:30 on weeknights, and either I'm at work or if I'm not, it's like, okay, if I go down there, you know, it's tough to get out of that parking garage at 9:30 at night after the game is over. But
they did not cover. Jeter wants to know. It was spread was 10.5, but the under hit, and the under will probably hit again
so
when they play Occidental.
And I would predict that ultimately that'll end up being a pretty decent, like a quad 2 win. I think UCSD will be in the metrics and around, you know,
they were good last year.
75-100. I think they're going to be one of the top teams in the Big West, maybe even, you know, if everything breaks right, could make the NCAA tournament in their first year of eligibility as a Division I program. It'll be them or UC Irvine, I think, at the top of that conference. So that won't look like a bad win, even though it was close and home. Ultimately, that'll be fine. But now things are going to get tough. They get an easy game on Tuesday against Occidental. That's just, you know, Division III. Get a chance for some of the bench warmers to play, and you'll win that one by 30 or 40. But then the schedule gets gnarly. Gonzaga, who is coming off a easy win over 8th-ranked Baylor in their first game, is going to be
35-point win
at Viejas Arena. That obviously will be an incredibly tough test. And then you go to the tournament that Pauly's going to be at over Thanksgiving week in
so
Las
sick.
Vegas. First game is against Creighton.
That's what we're going to.
Kalkbrenner,
yep.
Their center, scored 49.
Who?
Kalkbrenner.
His name is Kalk?
Kalkbrenner. No, it's his last name is Kalkbrenner.
Oh, oh, oh. I thought his name was, parents named him Kalk.
No.
Kalkbrenner.
Kalkbrenner.
I feel like he's been there for 6 years.
Yeah.
Ryan
guys.
Kalkbrenner. 49 points. Now, they weren't playing anybody, but they are a very good team. He was 20 of 22 from the field yesterday. So he'll be
you
a,
know how hard it is to score 49 points in a college basketball game
in 40 minutes? So that's,
you do not see 50-point games very often.
And then they'll have Oregon and then another good team still to be determined at that tournament.
So in that tournament, give me the lowdown. It's not one and done.
So they changed the format.
Yeah, they recently changed it.
So they're definitely playing Creighton and Oregon kind of in their pool. And then depending on how they do in those games, win-loss and point differential, they'll have either a championship game on Saturday against one of the other
six teams. They split it into two pools.
Okay.
Like the players champion and the champions bracket.
It's
or whatever.
Complicated. But.
And then, yeah, so you're going to play two games. You play a championship-esque type game in your third game against your pool. And then the winner of each pools will play, I think, on that Saturday in Vegas for the championship.
Yeah. They'll all be highly rated metric games, but you'd like to win at least, you know, hopefully one or two of them.
And each school gets, just for participating,
get like a milli?
Gets NIL money, and then if you win, you get a little more.
Not a little more. If you win, if you participate, they get $1 million, and if you win, you get another $1 million for your players. Yeah.
So sick.
So what, divide that by 12, 13?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not a
bad payday. There's going to be a lot of motivation for the players to do well in the players' era.
And that's during
tournament.
Thanksgiving week?
Thanksgiving week,
I can't wait. That's the, you know, this is the thing about college basketball. I'm all in. Like you can tell, I'm dialed in. So I love baseball. Great game last night. We get to do it again tonight. Now I got to sit and wait till when? When's the next game?
Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
And that's not, I mean, it'll be another Channel 4 Division III opponent.
It's a slow start to the season.
Yeah, and then it heats
up. Once it gets going, then you got at least two games every week.
That's true. That's true. No, it was great, man. Loved seeing it. I just like what I saw last night. I mean, again, the shooting is one thing, but, you know, that's not atypical, right? To get in your groove, to move the ball around. They moved the ball around really, really well. They moved it well. They had good looks. Some of them just didn't fall early and rattled in and out. But, man, the defense just continues to impress me every single year. It just was stifling. And then Magoon there, you can't – like, one guy tried to take him to the rack, and Magoon was like, bro, come on. You're not, like, there's no way. He's such a – like, if
he was almost waiting for them.
He's
like,
waiting.
Just, come on. Go ahead. Try
so
to get
good.
It past me. It does feel like one of those teams. Like last year, give it to Jaden Ledee.
Yeah.
Let him do his thing. This year, it feels like every game they're going to have to figure out, all right, who's the hot hand.
Yeah.
And
which is, that's fun.
Even the players are going to go, Like one day it'll be Wayne McKinney III. You know, one day it'll be B.J. Davis. Yeah. It'll probably be Miles Byrd a bunch, but they'll have to figure out who it is and like start feeding that guy. It's not going to be just the same guy every night. It'll probably bounce around a little bit, the scoring leader each game.
It did feel like in the last couple of minutes there when it was a tight game and you needed to get a bucket, like after a defensive stop, it felt like Miles Byrd was the guy that maybe just naturally was trying to take over,
sure,
and trying to hit that big three. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It can be one of six or seven guys on any given night.
I had zero butterflies about them winning that game. Zero.
Yeah, even with what was the halftime score? They're up one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And even
like, they played pretty dominant for 18 of 20 minutes in the first half, and then they went on a UCSD went on a 12-0
run. Yeah, I mean, then those are going to happen. And then you countered. You had a 10-0 run and held them for an 0 for 12 at the same time because you have that defensive ability. Every single you can always fall back on. Hey, when we need to ratchet up our defense, we can, and they did, and. It, you know, I know that the way that we watch basketball now has certainly changed. We like big, splashy offenses and things like that, but it's a throwback, man. It's a throwback, and watching them play D is really a thing of beauty.
And Byrd ultimately finished with a career-high 20 points to go with those four blocks.
Love him.
Yeah, it seems like he is the guy who's going to take a step up, you know, challenge for an all-conference kind of selection later in the year. Obviously, a long way to go, and he had to have some consistency as well, but... He definitely looked like his game has been taken to another level.
He's a confident dude, and you have to have that, man.
Bordering on cocky, but
here he goes again. He said, "You said this about Jackson Merrill last year. Remember when we were?
This is Jackson Merrill.
Remember when we were at spring training? We were doing all of our interviews. We met Jackson and Bo. You would.
Yeah,
you
tell me you weren't worried that Miles Byrd was going to draw a technical for hanging on the rim a couple times. I was slightly worried about it.
He did this to Jackson Merrill. He's like. We sat down with like Manny after Jackson Merrill, and Ben's like, "So this Jackson Merrill kid, he's a cocky SOB, huh?" I'm like, "No, he's just confident. It's confident. You want that,
yeah.
Like you can't play high level athletics.
Well, you
without
certainly
it.
Don't want to not have any confidence, and you need some of it.
Correct.
For sure.
You got to have it. He's really good. He is an asses in the seats guy, right? He is, where is Byrd? My eyes need to find him because he's going to make something happen both sides of the ball. A lot of fun.
We'll come back. Some news from the GM meetings, including a couple of significant position changes in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, let's talk about
that. That were kind of announced yesterday, so we'll get into that and play a Throwback Thursday game of Real or Fake. Chance to win some San Diego State football tickets for tomorrow night's game at New Mexico. That is all coming up next. Hour number two of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.